Chapter 2. Across the prairie, a hermit, a nigger's heart, a stormy night. Westward again, cattle drovers, their kindness. On the trail again, the dead cart. San Antonio de Bear, a Mexican cantina. Another fight, the abandoned church, the dead in the sacristy. At the ford, bathing in the river. Now come days of begging, days of theft, days of riding where there rode no soul save he. He's left behind the pinewood country, and the evening sun declines before him beyond an endless swale, and dark falls here like a thunderclap, and a cold wind sets the weeds to gnashing. The night sky lies so sprent with stars that there is scarcely space of black at all, and they fall all night in bitter arcs, and it is so that their numbers are no less. He keeps from off the king's road for fear of citizenry. The little prairie wolves cry all night, and dawn finds him in a grassy draw where he'd gone to hide from the wind. The hobbled mule stands over him and watches the east for light. The sun that rises is the color of steel. His mounted shadow falls for miles before him. He wears on his head a hat he's made from leaves, and they have dried and cracked in the sun, and he looks like a raggedy man wandered from some garden where he'd used to frighten birds. Come evening, he tracks a spire of smoke rising oblique from among the low hills, and before dark he hails up at the doorway of an old anchorite, nested away in the sod like a ground sloth. Solitary, half-mad, his eyes red-rimmed as if locked in their cages with hot wires. But a ponderable body for that. He watched wordless while the kid eased down stiffly from the mule. A rough wind was blowing, and his rags flapped about him.
"Seen ye smoke," said the kid, "that ye might spare a man a sup of water."
The old hermit's